For our confession of sin today, I'm going to read part of Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groanings all the day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquities I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgive the iniquity of my sins. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in time when you may be found. Surely, in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. So there are many reasons why we try to make sin less sinful. Shame causes us to hide it. Fear causes us to manage it. Selfishness causes us to redefine it. Pleasure causes us to desire it. Pride causes us to celebrate it. But what we don't realize is that when we minimize sin, we also undervalue grace and forfeit true joy in life, the joy of experiencing God's forgiveness. As the Puritan preacher Thomas Watson once said, till sin be bitter, Christ will not be sweet. Such is the testimony of Psalm 32. We cannot know this joy of God's forgiveness unless we first taste and acknowledge the bitterness of the sin we've committed against God. When we minimize sin, we minimize the cross and the glorious scope of God's kindness and grace shown to us in sending his only Son to take our place and receive the punishment for which we deserve. For which we deserved, past tense. Until we understand that the cost of reconciling us to God was the bloody, torturous death of the only innocent person to ever exist, Jesus Christ. Until that penetrates your soul, that the just dying for the unjust, the innocent sacrificed in the place for the guilty, we will never fully understand the sweetness of Colossians 2, 13 and 14. Here's what it reads. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Brethren, meditate on the bitterness of your sin and revel in the sweetness of Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your active obedience to the Father. We thank you for your passive obedience of allowing men to inflict punishment against you for our sins. We thank you for dying and rising again. Lord, help us to always remember the sweetness of your sacrifice. In Jesus' name.